my surgery. So what happened was last season I herniated the disc in my back, but it wasn't a terrible herniation, so obviously I could keep playing. And then throughout the off season there'd be slight flare-ups here and there, but we'd always get it under control, so there was nothing really bad. So right before training camp, we just wanted to do a checkup just to make sure and see where I was at. And once the MRI came back, we realized it was worse than we thought. So that's when we knew. That's why it happened so close to training camp. It's not because it's 190 degrees and I just didn't feel like going out there.
Who did the surgery?
Dr. Prasarn, right here in Houston. So he did the surgery last week, Wednesday. Successful surgery. We took a whole bunch of crap out of my back. And so now I feel good. And for the first 2 weeks, it told me really just walk and lay down is my rehab. So that's all I've been doing. But they said as soon as the 2 weeks is up, I kind of ramp up pretty quickly. So I can't put a solid start date on when I'm going to be able to play. I've never missed a game in my 5 years. 2012, I missed all of training camp. Didn't have a problem there. Don't see this being a problem. And I don't plan on missing my first game now, but I can't promise it. So I'm going to do everything I can. It was tough. It's one of those phone calls you don't want to get, but it's going to be the best for me in the long run. It was one of those things where I'm glad we found it, because if we didn't, it could have been a whole lot worse. So the fact that we're getting it taken care of now, the fact that I'm going to be healthy for the season, that's really what matters the most.
Are you worried about your body considering injury?
Obviously, it's been the roughest year of my career. There's no question. But that's something that comes along with playing in the NFL, you're going to put your body through the ringer. You're going to go out there. You're going to play hurt. That's just the way it goes in the league. I'm doing everything I can to protect my body, and I think the older that I get, the more I realize that you have to be smart in the way you do things, and you have to be conscious of your body. But I'm always going to push myself to the limit. That's what got me where I am, so I'm going to continue to push myself to the limit. I'm just going to try and be a little bit smarter about it.
JJ, how do you walk that line then? Because you are going to push to compete, but you can't come back too quickly.
Right. I think that's the thing with the back that's a little bit different than any other injury, is I got to listen to the doctors a little bit more on this one, because you can't just feel it out. It's your spine. So you got to be smart. So which I'm doing. I'm listening to them. I'm doing everything that they say. But they know that I'm a guy that likes to push it. So they know that however forward we can be with my recovery, we're going to be. And I'm going to do whatever I can to get back on the field. And as soon as the doctors tell me it's safe for me to be on the field, I'll be out there. I mean, there's nothing that hurts me more than watching practice instead of being out there. I jogged today a little bit. I don't know. They probably weren't terribly happy to see me do that. But I felt good. Like, that's what's crazy is I feel good. Like, my body feels good. So it's just a matter of now listening to them and what they tell me to do. And I'll do whatever they tell me to do just so that I know I can be healthy for the first game.
JJ, how easy is it, or how difficult would it be to be patient?
Yeah, I think I'm learning. I'm 5 years into this now, and I've learned that if you end up missing a game or two in the short term to save yourself in the long term, that's smarter. But that's not to say that I'm sitting here saying I'm going to miss a game or two. I'm out here with the mindset to play week one, and then if it comes week one and they say you're not ready, then I'm not ready. I'm going to listen to what the doctor's saying. I'm going to do everything they tell me to do. But it is my mindset to work to play for game one.
What was the surgery called that you had?
I don't know. It's some big, long word. I just know that they took the herniated disc out of my back. That's all I know. A what?
Is it microdiscectomy?
That could be it. That very well could be. I don't know. I didn't listen. I just said, whatever you need to do to take care of me.
You're going to help these young guys that are out there?
I can't be out here for long periods of time right now. I still got the stitches in, so I can't really sweat it out too much out here, and I can't stand for that long. So as soon as I'm healthy enough to come out here and stand up, yeah, well, I'm going to be out here obviously helping whatever I can. I think it's great for our young guys to get reps. I think we have a great D-line and a very good D-line coach. So we have a great team. I mean, that's what's – it's cool. We have a really good team full of great players, a lot of guys who truly enjoy being around each other. Just a good chemistry, good vibe around our building. So I think we have a good squad, and I'm not worried. I think they're going to do a great job. I mean, he's doing what's best for him and his mind. I think, obviously, I'm a player, so I believe that players should do what they feel is best for them. And I'm a player, so I advocate for players getting paid. If I was in the front office, I'm sure my answer would be different. But I'm a player, so I know the career is short, and if he feels that this is what he needs to do, then that's what he feels he needs to do. So, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You ready?